The Lord Jesus gave His body and His blood upon the cross and in the upper room. He gave His supper on the night in which He was betrayed. It was the eve of the Passover. He would be offered up as the sacrifice for sin. As the lambs were slaughtered in the temple, the earth outside Jerusalem absorbed the precious blood of its restoration, the blood of justice, the price for Abel's murder and for all our sins. He was betrayed in the Garden of Eden by Adam. He was betrayed in the Garden of Gethsemane by Judas. But still, despite the sorrow upon Him, He gave Himself up for them to save them and to set them free. He knew that He would be struck down and that His disciples would be scattered that night. He knew that they would all fail the test, that they would all flee from Him or even flat out deny Him. He went to the place of the skull and faced death alone, betrayed into the hands of those who hate Him. There was no mercy, no friendship, no camaraderie, no benefit, no love for Him. He knew it was coming. He knew that they were not clean. He knew what was in the cup that He must drink, but He had to drink it in order to fill the cup of the new covenant, the new testament. He knew their flesh was too weak even to stay awake, too weak to love Him more than they loved themselves, and He knew that they would betray Him. Men always do. Still, to this day, He is betrayed. And all of us ask, is it I? For all of us want Him to say, oh no, it is not you. But it is. We have dipped our hand in the bowl and betrayed Him in thought, word, and deed countless times. We have betrayed Him by what we have done and by what we have left undone. It is I. It is you. It is all of us. Repent. We have betrayed our Lord, and surely it is we who deserve to drink the cup of God's wrath. But that wondrous night in the upper room long ago, knowing full well what was in store, and knowing full well that his friends would abandon him, he still desired to be one with them and one with you. He gave his life, himself, to them. He gives it still to you. He gives his flesh as meat. He pours himself out. He wants you to partake and to be joined to his innocence. For he accepted their scorn that you would have the Father's love. He was alone that you would have the company of heaven. He died that you would live. He forgave their betrayal, their fear, and their sloth. He forgives you the same. For this is His and the Father's will. This is the Spirit's charge. Reconcile the world to God. Reunite that creation, the creation that Adam and the devil broke. Restore the good that was almost forgotten and the praise and adoration of men to God. This is why He gives His body and His blood. He gives Himself as God and as man. He gives the baby in the manger at Bethlehem. He gives the water which flows from His pierced side, set free by His death, that makes a man never thirst again. Water that bestows His name. He gives the bread from heaven and satisfies those who hunger for righteousness. He burns but does not consume. He holds back the drowning flood. He multiplies the flour. He revives dry bones. He gives the harvest from the tree of life. The blood He sweated in the garden, the flesh they nailed to the cross, the perfect love that never ends. He gives the body that left the shroud behind in the empty tomb, the body which ascended from Mount Olivet to His Father's right hand. He gives himself, his life, his love for and to you. And in so doing, he imparts his gracious peace. And in so doing, he remembers your sins no more. He invites you, friends, to do this, to eat his body and to drink his blood in remembrance of him, to proclaim his death until he comes again, that you may be one with him. And in that eating and drinking, you are united to his dying and his rising. He is placed inside of you, his Godhead and his humanity, his holiness and righteousness, his glory and innocence, and your sins are indeed no more. For you bear his name, and you live his life. He lives and abides in you, for you are his beloved. Therefore, you will not die. You will ascend, for you are not your own. He has loved you to the end. So it is that you end up receiving the answer you longed to hear. Is it I, you ask? Oh no, he says. It is not you. It is I. Have no fear, for I have satisfied the Father's wrath for you. Come now, friends, he says to us, and receive the new and everlasting covenant, my last will and testament I leave behind for you. Eat and drink my very body and blood for the forgiveness, life, and salvation. In his holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.